and the Yanks they were within. And a tinker boys they hissed advice but were with a pen. Well, we turned and shook as we had a look in a room where the dead man lay. So big Jim Dwyer made his last trip to the shores where his father's lay. But 15 minutes later we had our first taste of whiskey. There was uncles giving lectures on ancient Irish history. The men all started telling jokes and the women they got frisky. By 5 o'clock in the evening every bastard there was pesky. Pretty well gone away, there's nothing left to say. Farewell to New York City boys, the Boston NPA. He took them out with a well-hung cloud and I often heard him say, I'm a free-born man of the USA. He fought the champ in Pittsburgh and he slushed him to the ground. He took on Tiny Tartanella and it only went one round. He never had no time for rights, for drink or dice or whores. But he never threw a fight when the fight was right, so they sent him to the war. Very well gone away, there's nothing left to say. With Sloucher Joe and an Aaron Gold, my love's in America. The calling of the rosary, Spanish wine from far away. I'm a free-born man.
And you're listening to the Midwest Punks, Brian and Carl, back in the studio again. And Brian, last year we did this same show, but it's a show I think we have to do every year. Just
It's a fun one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So St. Patrick's Day is, well, as of right now, when we're recording this, it's tomorrow, right?
Is it?
Yeah. So, sure so we're
it'll air you on St. Patrick's
Day. Yeah. So we're going to be ringing in St. Patrick's Day right at midnight.
Yeah.
And so we bring you some awesome, Irish, Scottish, Celtic punk tunes and some new music, some older ones, some classics. So, like, that song you just heard on the intro there was the Pogues, and you can't have a St. Patrick's Day Irish punk song show without bringing in the Pogues.
No, definitely not.
So, so Shane McGowan and the Pogues have, you know, they started back in 1982, and they, again, McGowan was the front man, and they're kind of an English Celtic punk band. The music, they've done a lot of traditional Irish music, but they've also got some faster songs, some punk sounding songs, which are really awesome. And at one point, Joe Strummer from The Clash was the lead singer of the Pogues when Shane McGowan had a step down. But then the band broke up. They got back together again in 2014 and never made, hadn't made new music since then. I still don't believe they have. I should have probably just double checked, but I'm pretty sure they haven't. But they got 7 studio albums, 4 live albums, and a bunch of comps and some other stuff. So really awesome music. And like I said, some of those, even the song we opened the show with was The Body of an American. It's like a 5 minute and something song.
Yeah, we cut that a little early.
Yeah, cut it a little early. You know, the last like 2 minutes are all instrumental. Didn't want to keep people waiting. I know they're excited to hear us talk. So,
we were going to try and do Irish accents the whole show, but yeah, you don't want to hear that.
Yeah, they kept turning British and Australian, and it just didn't work out.
Sound like a pirate for one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but instead, we're going to focus on the music. So again, we always come in here, Brian, and try and bring some music that, some classics that we love, some new songs that we've found, some recommendations from people on Facebook and things like that. So, just trying to bring you some good music, you know? And so that's what we're doing again today. Make sure to follow us on Facebook. You can find us at the Midwest Punks podcast on Facebook.
On Facebook.
And then you
MidwestPunks.com.
Yep.
We'll get you to our songs, but that actually hits the Lakeshore Public Radio website. So you can find us there.
Yeah. So when you get to Lakeshore Public Radio, don't be confused. That's where Brian and I, we work for the Lakeshore Public Media, which operates Lakeshore Public Radio, and we have a page on the website there that has all the past shows and some information about the show in general. So, and if you're enjoying the show, go ahead. You know, there is a donate button up there, and as a public radio station, they do the whole pledge thing, and we're starting that Thursday for the station. So, you know, because we're a nonprofit, so rely on listeners' donations. So feel free to go up and hit the donate button and let them know that you enjoy the Midwest Punks. And yep. Maybe that'll help us you know, I don't know, get a better time slot.
We could focus more on the show. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, focus more on the show, get a better time slot. Midnight's good. I mean, you know, the people are like me. I'm still up trying to, you know, finish stuff up. So I've actually been surprised sometimes. I forget, and I've been like doing something around the house with an earphone in, one of my earbuds in, and then I'm like, oh man, we're playing some punk music on the station. That's awesome. And then I hear like our voices, and oh wait, that's us. So
that's me.
Yeah. What am I doing on the radio? So okay, well, Brent, enough talking for me, I guess. Let's get back into it. So like I said, we opened the show with the Pogues, and I definitely recommend people going to YouTube or whatever you use to listen to music, type in the Pogues and just hit play all. All their songs are great. And that song was actually another tidbit. Body of an American was in The Wire, the show The Wire, an HBO series from a while back. Awesome show. And every time like an officer would die, they'd play that song in a bar for him and stuff. So, because they were in Boston. So, but yeah. I love the Pogues, and that's why we open the show with them. So you want to go next, Brian? You want to swing back and forth this time?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so who do you got?
I want to start off with the Tossers. You know me and the Tossers.
Yep.
Another Irish Celtic band. They are from the Chicagoland area, if you're not familiar with them. They actually opened for the Pogues back in 2007 New York on St. Patrick's Day. And they've played with other bands like Murphy's Law, Streetlight Manifesto, Catch 22, Dropkick Murphys, Reverend Horton Heat, opening for all these bands.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been around since 1993. They've been playing.
And you've
shows
seen them,
and, yeah.
You've seen them local. Right?
Oh yeah,
right.
Local. I kind of went to high school with some of the band members, and
yeah.
So I saw them when they first started out, and you know, watched them kind of grow. But
awesome.
Seeing you know, where they are now. I don't know that they're doing a whole lot with the pandemic and stuff. I haven't seen anything. Maybe we'll get a hold of Tony one of these days and see if we can get him on the show.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But I wanted to play one of the songs off of their, I'm not sure what number album it is, but it is an album that they did in 2013 called Emerald City, and they did a song called St. Patrick's Day.
Very fitting for the show. Yep. obviously. So yeah, and
Let's well, yeah.
Go ahead and take a listen to that one and rock out to some Tossers.
All right, here we go.
On St. Patrick's Day, would you care to walk with me once more tonight? All streets we know become a new delight. I'll wear a wildcat's roar and a young man howl through every darkened door from which we used to scowl. So I've heard you sigh. blankets flung, for I'm so in love that I can't deny you.
That was the Tossers with St. Patrick's Day.
Awesome song. And I know that they got a lot of music out there, so definitely worth checking out the Tossers. And again, they're a Midwest punk band.
Yep, so, Chicagoland area.
Yeah, so definitely go over and check their music out.
That's right. They got about 9 albums and that's 5 singles, something like that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And follow them on Facebook because hopefully things will start opening back up and people will be... getting out and doing some shows, outdoor shows, something at least, man.
Yeah, they put on a great live show, so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Good band to see, for sure.
Yeah. Well, speaking of concerts and stuff, so a lot of bands have done the, free Facebook concerts and stuff. And just the other day, this next band I want to play, they dropped a new album and they did a free Facebook concert. I think the concert was a little while back, but they did the release just the other day of their new album, and the band I'm talking about is called the Rumjacks. So they are a punk Celtic folk band from Sydney, Australia, formed around 2008. We played them on the show before, and
our last St. Patrick's Day show.
Yeah, and we played. They have a song from earlier on that it's called the Irish Pub Song.
Mm-hmm.
Really catchy song, really awesome song. My son loved it when he was a baby. It's got some like flutes and stuff in it, so really cool
Tin
song.
Whistles.
Yeah, yeah. And so I really, started liking the band and watching all their music videos and listening to some old albums, and they have a lot of good music. There was some controversy around their singer, getting some pretty... bad charges against them, and the band caught some heat because they kind of let them, they kind of defended them and didn't, just kind of tried to avoid any talk of it and stuff. But people started canceling shows and fans were kind of protesting against them and stuff. So the band came out with a statement, I think it was in 2020, and they said that his behavior and attitude, they tried to give him the benefit of the doubt and try to kind of like keep him, turn things around. But they said his behavior and attitude was slowly deteriorating even against band members and people that they were dealing with. So they parted ways. That was in 2020. And then just pretty recently they announced that they were working with a new singer. His name is Mike Rivkees. He's from Boston. And they were coming out with a new album. And so that album, like I said, just dropped on March 12th. It's called Hestia, H-E-S-T-I-A. And I started just listening to it, and there's some really good songs on there. And wanted to make sure we share some of their new stuff. So, again, the Rumjacks have some old music that's classic, really good music. And now they have a new singer, and I'm excited to see what else they come out with. So
sounds good so far.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So the song I want to play off their new album is called Sainted Millions. So this is the Rum Jacks with Sainted Millions.
All right, here we go.
We are the Sainted Millions, where the howling blackbirds fly. Hand in hand we walk on through, while the traces pass us by. We are the Sainted living on the piss stain of our stools. So raise a pipe for those below, who are singing beneath our shoes.
Sleep the same to millions, can you tell me what you know? Sing to me a song you wrote beneath your pile of stone. The writing's on the ground and reads so trite and insincere. But what do you feel you missed about the dash between the years? Well, I will not fly without the night, you'll cry that some of the things are led to be and kept awake at night. The more you see, the more you grow. From Montreal to Tokyo, so ride the highs and take the lows. And I wouldn't trade it for a dollar, and I would do it all again. And I would treat it like a lover, run away and take it by the head. Left a ringing in your ear. You walked around these hunting grounds a thousand times a year.
And the song in your head is a personified lie. There's comfort in a bottle and there's comfort in a sky.
From all the time you wash away, you fall in line and join the ranks of those who lived and died among the day. And I won't trade it for another.
Was the Rum Jacks with Sainted Millions. And again, that Rum Jacks song is off their new album, Hestia, H-E-S-T-I-A. Just came out March 12th with a new singer, Mark Rivkes. Probably not saying that right, but he's from Boston. The band is from Australia, so kind of curious to know how that was working out. Did he up and move to Australia, or do they...
Yeah, I don't know if the members are all living out in the U.S. now.
Or... Yeah, I don't... Yeah, it could be either way, I guess. They're back active on social media, which had been deactivated for a while. So definitely looking forward to keeping an eye on them, seeing where they might be heading this summer, you know, if they're going to do anything. So, but Brian, that new album, I know that it was so good. It also caught your attention.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I also picked a Rum Jack song I wanted to play off the same album, the Hestia. Yep. But yeah, like you said, that Irish pub song, I was kind of on the fence about trying to play in that. And like you said, the singer's issues that he had and things, kind of coming to the new album, it sounds just as good. So I'm still excited, you know, to hear him. But, you know, the Irish Pub song, I mean, that song had went viral on YouTube and had 70 million plus views on that song. So it's an amazing track.
The video is pretty cool. It's just them sitting in a pub and stuff. And like the instruments that the guys players kind of just seems like they just kind of randomly picked something up and just knew how to play it. It's kind of cool. So it's all the same members and the same energy and everything that they're bringing. I'm really excited to see what else they come out with new and what they do.
But yeah, this track is called "Light My Shadow." Light in My Shadow. That is off the Hestia album that was released like a week ago.
Just a couple of days. Real excited. I've checked it out. I've gone through it once, but I'm gonna definitely go through it more. And we recommend you guys do the same. But we're giving you a quick listen to two of the tracks. So let's listen to another Rumjax song, "Light in My Shadow," from the new album.
Yeah, enjoy. That was the Rumjax with "Light in My Shadow" off of the new Hestia album. We were just looking that up, trying to figure out how to pronounce it exactly.
Might be Hestia, might be Hestia. I mean, Hestia was a Greek goddess of the heart and home and bringer of light and warmth. So that would make sense for like a kind of put the past behind you and have we're bringing you guys all what you want from us kind of thing with the album. But again, it's so new, a couple of days old. So, looking forward to, like I said, keep an eye on them for sure and see what comes our way from them. Cause they're an awesome band and I'm real excited that they're back, getting things going. So
definitely.
When I was talking about before we played that song, I was talking about the online concerts that a lot of bands are doing, and I was thinking of this next band when I was saying that, the Real McKenzies. They are a Canadian Celtic punk band, started around 1992, but they've gone through a lot of members over the years. If you kind of look, if you can find a list of all the members, you know, current and former, it's pretty long. Surprising. But the lead man, Paul McKenzie, is obviously been been around the whole time. And their first album was Clash of the Tartans in 1998. But they have 13 albums plus a bunch of, you know, compositions and things like that. They write a lot of their own music, but they also cover some more of the traditional Scottish songs, things like mm-hmm. that, which most of these bands do. And that's always cool to kind of hear what would be like a traditional song with like a flair of punk and, you know, and everything else. So much like the Pogues do, even, you know, the Pogues are known for kind of redoing some traditional songs and giving them a little bit of a different sound. The Real McKenzies are often credited as one of the founders of the Celtic punk movement, you know, in company with the Pogues, but there's 10 years separating them there, but still they're credited with it a lot of times. And they just did a free Facebook concert on March 13th. So again, this is perfect time. There's a lot of lots of stuff happening with these bands we're talking about because of the timing with the holiday. But on March 13th, so you can still go to their Facebook page and see it. I watched some of it. I got to finish the rest of it though. But I know that they would be an awesome performance live, and they put on a pretty good one in your living room or wherever you're at when you watch that. So this song I want to play by them is off an older album. I don't know which one. I can't think of it. I can recognize the album cover though, but the song is called Chip.
Off the Leash, I believe it is.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds right. And it's really cool. Like, it's a fast paced song, and it's cool. And then when you, I read somebody's comment like on something they said about the song's so good, even when you don't know what he's saying, but then when you learn that the song's actually about a man being tortured by a rat that is controlled by Satan, kind of makes it even better. So
it's nice,
just depending how you look at it. But even if you don't, you know, make out every word he says, it's an awesome song. So let's listen to Chip by the Real McKenzies.
All right, here we go.
Was hard at work, the devil appeared from her. He had a roll of copper and a bucket of full of nails. The devil said, "And the chip, take these nails and copper roll, but you also have to take this rat, and I will take your soul." The chip despised the rat, and the rat squealed and hissed, but the bucket of nails and copper were too much to resist. Set to work, he'd get rid of the rat, and there wouldn't be a problem with this death of the fact. But the devil wouldn't die, no matter how hard he tried. The rat attacked the boat right, and he beat him in the eye. As soon as hit the river rocks, fell under Satan's spell. They followed Chip around and made his life a living hell. He slowly lost his mind, he lost his family, he lost his job and had to join the King's Navy. Satan is my master. I'm going to get you.
Now let's chase Chip up the gangplank of the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He slipped to the captain to turn around his rig. The captain spied his madness and they chucked him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He'd command the rats and through the planks they chew. The water rushed in and the ship went down. She was smashed upon the rocks on which the rats danced around. Master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip. A yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master. I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip. A yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master. I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip. A yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master. I got you, Chip.
All right, and that was the real McKenzies with Chip. And again, I recommend listening to them, and they have a song called White Knuckle Ride, which is really awesome. But they have a pretty fast-paced sound, and that's what I really dig, the faster music. So, and definitely check out their, if you're looking for something to do on St. Patrick's Day or the weekend or whatever, check out that free Facebook concert that they put out. I know that it seemed like a really good production and everything too. So
yeah, we were just talking about they're one of those bands that you can hear them live and hear a album production, and yeah, it still sounds just as good.
A lot of live videos out there of them in pubs and stuff playing, and you can hear how their sound is pretty just legit, you know. So what you hear on the album is what you hear when you get to see them live. So the Real McKenzies, check them out if you haven't already. Brian, I'll turn it back to you. What's next on your list?
I'm going to go with Black 47. They're an older band. If you're not familiar with them, they've been around since 89. Well, were around since 89. They disbanded in 2014. Mm. Nothing wrong with the band. They were all friends still. They just had been playing for 25 years and decided that was that. Didn't want to do it anymore. So nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But a lot of their songs cover, I mean, since 89 they've been playing, so a lot of their songs were to deal with like the Northern Ireland conflicts and the civil rights and urban unrest in New York and stuff like that. So their Discogs page says they have about 25 releases.
Wow.
So 16 albums, 8 singles and EPs, and one video.
That's a lot of music.
Yeah. It's several of their songs are a little more popular. I know that this song that we're about to play called The Funky Kaylee was like an MTV video, I believe, they had for it. And so it was back in the 90s, 92 when that came out. But it was off their album Fire of Freedom that came out, 93. But yeah, Kaylee, I had to look this up because I wanted to see what that meant. But just make sure I know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, Brian did his homework.
I did my homework.
I wrote down the name of the album, and I was like, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Apparently, that's a Scottish-Irish term that means to have a house party. So Kaylee is an Irish Scottish house party.
So they're having a funky party.
Yeah, Funky Kaylee.
Yeah, and Kaylee is spelled C-E-I-L-I.
With some accents over those letters. Yeah,
yeah. Just in case you're looking it up, if you put in Funky Kaylee in a search engine, you might get a little something different. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
So, if you want to look it up, and we'll give you a little listen to it right now.
All right, here we go.
All right. Brady!
Or hit your arse on the way out. Diddly 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 dee. I was born to play the funky Kaylee. Over the seas, far away, off to America. Diddly 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 dee, where the wild wild women are waiting for me. You can be bridey whenever you see me there on your MTV.
2 months later, it's not with the rent. She said I'd have to be telling her dad, so we drove the Morris Minor to Cork. The umbrella said you got two choices, castration or a one-way ticket to New York. Oh, Bridie, what can I do, girl?
All right, that was Black 47 with Funky Kaylee.
Nice, yeah. And they got a lot of music out there that you can take listen to. Like Brian mentioned before, the song, 25 albums, I think. Or
25 releases, years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And 16 albums, but still a lot. Yeah. They stopped playing in 2014, but still they got a lot of music in there since 89.
25 years of playing together and 25 albums all together. That's pretty good. So they were active for sure. So make sure you check them out. And I guess it's back to me. So I'll go with somebody more popular too that a lot of people probably heard of them or might be familiar with them, Flogging Molly. So again, another one that like right now kind of contemporary bands out there that, you know, you can talk St. Patrick's Day and Irish punk, Irish funk music. Or folk music, you got
to be funky.
A Funky Kaylee, right?
Yeah.
So the Flogging Molly is an Irish American Celtic punk band. They have a lot of instruments in their music too. So they're like a 7-piece band usually, with all the instruments that people are playing. They formed in Dublin, Ireland, in 1997, and they're signed to their own label, which is Borstal Beat Records. So that's pretty cool. And they've released at least 6 albums, a live album, a couple other. I know that they're on some compilation things. They usually do a lot of touring, and they do an annual cruise called the Salty Dog Cruise, where they play shows at night. And there's some other, you know, they always have other bands that play with them. And sounds like a good time. Wouldn't do a cruise, but it sounds like a good time. And they do tour overseas a lot, which means that they come to the States pretty regularly. But I don't know the last time that they've been there, been over here, anywhere, you know, with everything going on. They do have an online concert set for tomorrow, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. It you have to get tickets for it. It is going to be aired live at 2 p.m. our time. And it'll be on demand for 5 days afterwards if you buy tickets, and you can get like merchandise bundles and stuff like that. So if you're interested in checking that out, you know, definitely make your way over to their. I saw the information on their Facebook page. So, and if you do that, you might hear this song that I'm going to play, which is "Devil's Dance Floor" by Flogging Molly. So it's a good one, and we'll take a listen.
Excellent. Here we go.
Thank you. stood right in front of me. Color of her eyes were the color of insanity. Crushed beneath her wave like a ship I could not reach the shore. We're all just dancers. Her insecurity might have been a drunk and her father was obscurity. Nothing ever came from a life that was a simple one. Pull yourself together, girl, have a little fun. When she took me by the hand, I could see she was a furry one. Her legs ran all the way up to heaven and past Avalon. Tell me something, girl, what it is you have in store. She said, come with me now.
Devil's Dance Floor by Flogging Molly. So nice upbeat energetic song there. So and they got a lot of other really awesome songs out there, a lot of live performances that are pretty cool, seeing, you know, how they have the whole band up there. So definitely check them out, and if you're interested, they are doing that live digital concert tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day. So more information on their Facebook page. And so Brian, I'll turn it back to you. What do you got next?
I got a band called Barley Juice.
Nice.
They come from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They formed around 1998.
You got to say it three times, right? Barley Juice, Barley Juice.
Oh, yeah, Barley Juice, Barley Juice. Yeah, don't say the third.
Yeah.
They show up in your house and
there's worms and sandworms or whatever. Yeah.
Throwing.
Talking about Beetlejuice in case nobody's getting that.
Lucky Charms at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the band started as a side project for the members, and they just kind of did it as a seasonal thing for St. Patrick's Day, and kind of started taking off. So they started recording, and looks like around 2001 they started recording, okay. And 2018 is when they had their last release. So I couldn't really find like a solid discography, so it was mostly Spotify stuff I was looking at to see all the albums. But I wanted to play a track off of their latest album. The 2018 album was titled, where is the the best. It was just the best of the Barley. So I don't know that it was actually a new album. It's probably just some old stuff they had.
Yeah, they together. Just threw together.
There were some tracks on there that I didn't see on other albums. So
okay, yeah, maybe they had some.
Yeah,
some treats for the fans.
Yeah. For sure, yeah. But good stuff either way. But yeah, this is a track titled "Whiskey to the Sea,"
nice.
Off that Best of album 2018. But yeah, you can find that on Spotify. Yeah,
pretty cool title. Good. Yeah, I'm excited to hear them.
But yeah, check them out. Here we go.
Well, the life goes in circles, as everyone knows, and the mirth and the misery comes as it goes, and the drunkard's philosophy starts where it ends. Have a drink to me, boys, and then hit me again. Names will be shouted and glasses be filled, and the girls will get frisky and say what they will. But the moment of finest reflection must be when you're sending your whiskey home back to the sea. There's buggers and beggars and liars by train, and white blessed angels that visit your bed. But enlightenment waits serendipitously when you're sending your whiskey home back to the sea. Now God is quite homeless and scattered and blind, and he keeps a few things round the back of my mind. And the times he retrieves them are errant and few, but I failed most requests from him, best I can do. He's harboring spirits, the neighbors complain. It's gone to his liver, it's gone to his brain. But it's bollocks, I say. I recall pleasantly having sent all that whiskey home back to the sea. Names will be shouted and glasses be filled, and the girls will get frisky and say what they will. But the moment of finest reflection must be when you're sending your whiskey home back to the sea. Names will be shouted and glasses be spilled, and the girls will get risky and do what they will. But I'm known to break out in such grand melody when I'm sending my whiskey home back to the sea.
Right, that was Barley Juice with Whiskey to the Sea.
Yeah, nice.
Pretty good.
Pogue sounding, kind of traditional sounding too. I like that.
Definitely listen to more of their stuff after finding them.
Barley Juice, easy to remember too.
Yeah, right. So,
Brian, I'll toss it right back to you. You got another band because we're running out of time. So you got another band you wanted to sneak in today?
Yeah, let's get Flatfoot 56 in here.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, they are another Celtic Oi punk band from Chicago, formed in 2000. They started out using a Scottish Highland bagpipes, so that kind of classified them as a Celtic band.
Okay.
Always been often been compared to Dropkick Murphys, Flogging Molly, so kind of fits with our
good
end
company.
Here.
Yep. Yeah.
But they according to the Discog, they had 8 albums, 5 singles, and a couple miscellaneous releases out there. So
good amount of music to check out. Yeah. So if you're not familiar with Flatfoot 56, definitely go ahead, play somewhere and hear what they got.
Yeah, they I'm gonna play a track off of their 2010 single that they did called Courage.
Okay.
The video for the song was actually nominated for a 2010 Chicago Midwest Emmy Award. So
oh, nice.
Yeah, so pretty good video. Check it out if you are hunting around for something to do. Cool. St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
But the song can be found also on their 2010 album, Blackthorn. So
okay, nice.
Look for it there.
Yeah. So let's hear Courage by Flatfoot 56.
All right, here we go. That was Flatfoot 56 with Courage, yeah. Their 2010 album, Blackthorn.
Nice. Dig it. And again, another classic band to listen to, and another Chicagoland band to listen
right.
to. So definitely check them out and enjoy some of their music on St. Patrick's Day and add it to your playlist. So, Brian, well, time goes by real quick, so... That's about a wrap for us. So let's remind people they can follow us on Facebook. Just search for the Midwest Punks podcast.
Yep.
And you can go to MidwestPunks.com, make your way over to our page on the Lakeshore Public Radio website where you can listen to old shows, things like that. And we are a nonprofit public radio station where Brian and I work. So feel free to hit the donate button and let them know you're enjoying the show. We'd appreciate it, and so would the station. So you can...
Yeah, contact us. There's contact on the website as well as the Facebook page.
Yeah,
so if you got any songs you want to hear, let us know.
Yeah, bands you got, any kind of stuff like that. So we definitely appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed the show. Have a safe and happy St. Patrick's Day. And,
that's right, happy St. Patrick's Day.
And hopefully some of the music we played today will make it onto your playlist for tomorrow.
Your funky Kaylee.
Yeah, the funky Kaylee that you're going to have tomorrow on St. Patty's Day. So... We'll play out with another classic, so Dropkick Murphys, kind of an American Celtic punk band from Massachusetts. They've been around since like the later 90s. Got a decent amount of albums out there. They've been around for a while. They do a lot of really great stuff, though. They funded a boxing promotion that puts a lot of, you know, pro boxing fights on for people over in Boston. It's called Murphy's Boxing. They put those live online sometimes and stuff too. They do a lot of fundraising for really good cause. Every show I've been to where they play, they're auctioning off like a signed jersey from everybody in the band, and
nice.
The money all goes to a charity that they do. You can always see the videos of them doing different stuff for charity. Really, really giving people, really great group of guys that give back a lot. So, and of course their Shipping Up to Boston song was on The Departed. That really kind of dropped them into the mainstream. They do a lot of the traditional punk songs or traditional Irish songs, but give them that punk sounding vibe too. And this is going to be one of them. So this is and real quick, they are doing a free Facebook concert tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day too. So
awesome.
That'll probably still be up on their Facebook page afterwards. So make your way over to Facebook page for Dropkick Murphys and check out that free show. But the song we're going to listen to is Johnny I Hardly Knew Ya. Sometimes it's Johnny I Hardly Knew Ye. And this is one of those traditional songs that was first published in London in 1867. It has like an anti-war message about it, and Dropkick, they covered it. So last year when we had them, or last time we talked on the show about them, around this time, I was talking about hoping to see them at Riot Fest that year.
Yeah.
So hopefully, again, they've given us a lot of numerous free digital concerts online, which is really cool. They were one of the first bands I watched that did that once COVID hit. So they're trying to keep us entertained, and hopefully we do get to see them soon. But so Brian, let's play out.
All right.
And been another good show. So let's play out with Dropkick Murphys, Johnny, I Hardly Knew You.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
While on the road, a sweet thigh, haroo, haroo. While on the road, a sweet thigh, haroo, haroo. While on the road, a sweet thigh, a stick in the hand, a drop in the eye, a doleful damsel, I did cry. Johnny, I hardly knew you.